It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Sponsor.
All right.
Midsummer.
Totes. So, I didn't tell you guys this, but out of town last weekend, you knew that.
I did, yes.
And went to a concert, and for the first time, I had the oh my God moment. So the reason that we went to this concert is me and my college buds try to hook up once a year and go somewhere. And it just so happens that our little favorite band was playing out there.
And still your favorite?
Well, one of them. I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but I certainly like going to see Widespread Panic, and all my buddies still do too. And so we came from St. Louis and Charleston and Tulsa and Dallas and Park City, and we descended upon L.A. with Jeff, who you guys have met multiple times, and we all stayed at his house. So he was like, you guys all come stay with us. And then the tickets went on sale for the show, and they played three consecutive nights at a tiny theater. They have not played the West Coast in forever, but they were playing a West Coast run, three shows at this place in L.A. called the Orpheum. And just like most concerts with tiny venues especially, you know, you do the whole Ticketmaster bit and you plan accordingly and everybody's logged on at the exact same time when the tickets go on sale and everybody fails, right? It's happened almost every show that I try to do that. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, especially if you're trying to buy more than one or two tickets.
Yeah.
You're trying to get everybody to sit together. There's no way.
We knew we weren't. It's just like, get what you can and we'll figure it out. Well, nobody succeeded. Everybody got punted out. And I swear that happens to me every time. I think DJ and I one time were like 1 millionth in a queue for a concert one time. And by the grace of God, we got in and were able to buy tickets. But it seems like 90% of the time, I just don't get them. So then immediately you go to the secondary market. And so my buddy, Rich.
Ironic.
Hey, Rich.
That day, he goes, look, Jeff is supplying housing for us. He goes, I went to the secondary market. This is the same day we failed. I went to the secondary market and I bought six tickets for all of us. So that's on me. You guys can buy dinners.
Nice.
And yeah, we were like, dude, come on. Thank you so much. And so this was months ago. This happened months ago. And so the show was on Saturday. Friday, we hang out. He lives right there on Manhattan Beach. We're out on the beach all day Friday. Saturday, we go down to L.A. We make a full day of like L.A. proper, where we're rooting around there and we get down to the actual area, which is kind of not far away from Skid Row. I don't know if you guys remember being down there a year ago or 2 years ago, Super Bowl time. I can't remember when that was.
Yeah.
But it was a really rough scene. Tent city everywhere. It's sketchy as hell. And anyway, but the Orpheum is this old, old historic theater that when you walk in there, I think it holds only 2,000 people. It's really small for that band. But that's why they were doing three shows and they wanted to make it memorable. But you walk in and it's like the Majestic and the Granada, but not anything has touched it. It looks exactly the same as it did in 1942 with the curtains and the...
Is it Art Deco style?
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous inside. Really cool balconies. It's an old, old United States theater.
I wonder if like 20 cities have the oldest theater called the Orpheum, because that feels like there was a rash of Orpheums at the cities of America back 100 years ago.
Probably so.
I know Madison has an Orpheum.
They do.
L.A. and Chicago. And
yeah, I bet it's very
New Orleans,
common.
Yeah.
Very common. But we walk in, so Rich had got the tickets, and he had got them on one of the apps, SeatGeek or one of those.
And the lobby looks spectacular.
Dude, it's so cool.
Chandeliers and marble everywhere.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. So we go in to get our tickets. Now, first sign of trouble. He wasn't able to download these tickets to his Apple wallet.
So they were fake.
The day of. And we were like, all right, well, whatever. Happens, you know. And so we go to get them scanned. The lady scans them. And she looks up at Rich and goes, where did you get these? And he was like, SeatGeek. And she goes, oh, no. And she goes, I just went through this with a group last night. She goes, how many are there with you?
22.
Like, yeah. He's like, six. And she goes, you need to go to the box office. And we thank God we got there early. By early, I mean like an hour early. Because we wanted to check out the merch and the venue. And because we'd heard so many cool things.
You wanted to peek at the right time.
Exactly. Yes. It's all about peeking. So we go into, now I'm like, oh no, we're all freaking out. It's the reason we're there. Now we would have had a good time no matter what, doing something else.
Yeah, but it's the purpose of the get together.
That's the reason we all got together. So we go to the actual box office. That was just the line where you scan the tickets. We go to the box office and there's a lady sitting there. And so I walk up there with Rich and the other four guys that are in our party are off to the side because there's not enough room. And so he goes, here's what happened. Bought these off SeatGeek. Walked through here. She scanned them. Said that maybe there's some sort of issue. And so she looked at them. And immediately she goes, these are fake. Mm. Now, as you can imagine, this is a sold out show. And had been from day one. There were about 500 people outside the Orpheum begging for tickets as well. There were no scalpers, none, anywhere. There was not a ticket available in the venue.
Is that when you said, get these beggars out of here?
And so,
did you say, hold on, Rich, let me handle this. I'm the snake.
No, what I did was I like literally like slump-shouldered right when she said that. I walked to our group and I go, we're screwed.
All right, let me get a 20. Dave?
Yeah.
How does Corby capitalize on this? Does he, like, join the band for the night? Do they sit him on the stage?
Does he text Jack White?
Does he, yeah.
Why would I text Jack White?
Does he
DM?
Someone in line sees him and recognizes him and happens to have six extra tickets.
Now that did happen.
How does he take a negative and turn it into the greatest night he's ever had?
So I go back up to the box office and I say, look, I'm joking. I did not. I didn't say a word. Here's the deal.
Have you ever heard of a Marconi?
And I had all six of them, like, in my arms.
Now, our show didn't get nominated, but the station did.
I know this is going to sound
confusing. Know the guys on the morning show, and they've got a bunch of them.
They are kick-ass, man. So, Rich goes, he's like going, look, this, I you know, how can this be? How can there be counterfeit tickets out there that are legit enough for me to actually purchase that are on your website? I mean, he's going round and round. And she goes,
look, man,
I'm going to print these tickets and I'm going to give them to you, to Rich. You're going to go in there and there's going to be six other people that are going to be sitting in your seats. Or you're going to get there first and then they are going to come up on your seats.
Gross.
And so we go, okay, it's fine. We'll figure it out.
We'll fight them.
So,
is there a pit or anything?
No. It's
all assigned seating?
Assigned seats. And so we get to our seats. No one's there. Again, we're really early. So then we all make this pact of when these people show up,
act like you're asleep.
We act like we're on drugs. We show them our tickets and say, I don't know what you're talking about. This is our ticket. Where'd you
get yours?
Yeah. And then this whole thing where we just were like, we're in lockstep together. We're not giving these seats up. And then if the managers come over and talk to us, then we'll just kind of roam around. Right? I mean, or maybe they throw us out. I don't even know. I thought that we were going to get thrown out. So we're all waiting on these six people. Everybody that passes our row, we're all like, we go and look at them, you know, before the show starts. And then people walk up with their phones and they're looking down at the seat row or the row that's on the seat to check and see if, then we're like, here they are, here they are, here they are. Oh, it's four girls. We got this. Don't worry about it. We got it. We can handle the girls. No big deal. And then they're like, oh, that's the wrong, it's the wrong row. It's the wrong row. And so.
Isn't it the weirdest thing ever that the venue is basically you guys figured
yes!
out?
Yes. I couldn't believe they printed the tickets.
Yeah.
I would have.
I can't believe that an employee of the venue intentionally printed a duplicate ticket and was like, it'll work out.
Yeah.
No, don't worry.
Deal with it.
Just believe. She pointed at the Ted Lasso sign.
For real. It was so weird. Why would they do that? And so the show starts. No one had come to our seats, and we're at the very end of the row. We have the six seats on the edge of one of the, you know, row 20 or something like that. No one ever showed up. And the whole show, no one ever showed up.
So maybe the person that sold the fake tickets never actually got a taker on the real tickets?
Or maybe, like, SeatGeek or the venue screwed up?
I don't know.
But, I mean, we got not one person that walked over to us and said, these are our seats. And, of course, after, like, five songs, we were like, we're good, man! Let's go!
I'm peaking!
Now's the time, man! Now's the time! But I don't know if you guys have ever dealt with counterfeit before.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you have?
At Liverpool at Crystal Palace.
Did you get in?
Yeah, and then two, and my tickets literally said for Gordon Jago, because he got them for me, the late, great Gordon Jago, and two other parties showed up, and they also had Gordon Jago's name on their tickets.
Oh,
like,
no.
Somehow somebody at the ticket office was maybe selling duplicates and triplicates, because some guy from Finland had just paid £500 outside for those very tickets, and I think they tried to find him a place to sit because they felt bad. But
since you were the first
one? I was
one?
The first one there, and I'm like, these are legit, man. I freaking know this guy.
Yeah.
We can get him on the phone. You know, so it was a weird thing, but yeah.
Did you have to stay at the box office for a little bit?
No. Honestly, the usher took care of it because he saw what was happening, and maybe it's not that weird over there.
I mean, the only time that it was a possibility was when the Stones played at the Death Star.
Yeah.
And we didn't have tickets, but we went to the corner where all the scalpers are, and we found this guy that had two singles on the floor, different rows,
yeah.
But we were like, we'll figure it out. But I made him walk over with me to get them scanned to make sure they were legit, and then I paid him.
Okay.
That's a
baller move.
That's a great move if you can pull it off.
Yeah, because I was sure. Because, you know, this was back before you had them on your phone when it was just a printout with a barcode on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you could have printed off 100 of these.
You're right, yes. Well, it scared the hell out of us. And then eventually, I mean, after like an hour and a half, we were like, I can't. But we were so happy because we were all so pent up with like, we're getting ready to be thrown out of here at any moment. But it worked out. It was a great show and a lot of fun.
Balls.
Best show ever. I love you guys. Oh, my God.
And a killer set list. God, dog.
Did you compare it to the other two nights? Did you guys win?
We won. We definitely won. Yeah.
Triple win.
Triple win.
It's great to see you come out of that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yet another story where the snake wins.